علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the 76th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sermon mentions various characteristics that could lead a person to be able to achieve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the previous session, we came to this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَدُعِيَ إِلَىٰ رَشَادٍ فَدَنَا. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on that person who is called towards growth, spiritual growth, material growth and perfection. And as a result of that call, he brings himself close to that person, to that guide. Now, here another point to focus upon is that notice that the result of listening to statements of guidance, statements of growth, both material and spiritual, means that a person, the results are that a person is supposed to get close to the one who is trying to, who is calling him towards that direction. But that also means that a person needs to first clarify the sincerity of that person who is guiding, the one who is calling. And then, once he has achieved that and understood that, he gets close and tries to bring closer proximity between himself and that person who is calling towards that that guidance and towards that growth and towards that perfection.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about coming close to a person, it doesn't just mean physical closeness, but it means to break and to remove those barriers that exist between you and that person in terms of you being able to take benefit from that person, in terms of you being able to truly apply those statements that that person is saying. So, for example, if a person tells you that, if a person calls you towards a good timetable, tells you that, you need to have a timetable in life, you need to plan your life properly, both in the material sense and in the spiritual sense. A person, to be able to take benefit from these statements, from this call of guidance, this call of spiritual growth and material growth, that person needs to first remove those barriers that exists between him and that person, so that that connection can become stronger. If that those barriers still exist, then that person is not able, will not be able to benefit from the statements and the words of the one who is calling him towards that direction. And the way to break those barriers and to remove those barriers is to slowly and gradually take firm decisions in life to change yourself. That means when a person, for example, hears this statement, let's say, that you need to have a timetable, but that person doesn't want to take any specific steps to be able to get that timetable, doesn't want to ask forgiveness for his sins that are a barrier from him to be able to receive that guidance, doesn't want to leave those bad traits that he has, then he's not doing what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, fadana, that he comes close to that person, humbles himself, let us say, towards that person. When a person doesn't humble himself towards that person, doesn't take practical steps towards that person, then he shouldn't expect to be able to do what we call rushd, or to have what you call, or to achieve what we call rashad, that means guidance and spiritual growth and material growth, that the person will not be able to achieve that. So the answer to this, how does a person get closer to this caller? By simply asking forgiveness, by simply making a strong will to be able to achieve that, and to firmly decide and to prepare the grounds to be able to benefit from that person. This is very, very important.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, you know, many times when we are called, when we hear a good person telling us something of our own benefit, something that will cause us to grow, and then we say that, unfortunately, I've not been able to benefit from these statements. I'm not been able to, you know, take firm steps towards this direction. This is a problem that all of us face. We feel, why am I not being able to benefit from this caller towards guidance and truth? As I said, first of all, you have to determine that this caller, the one who is calling, is a good person, is a sincere person, and he is basing his guidance and his statements on very firm principles. Once that is determined, but still we find ourselves not being able to benefit, the reason is that Imam Ali alayhi salam clearly says yes, because fadana does not happen. That person doesn't want to lower himself, doesn't want to humble himself, doesn't want to bring closer, doesn't want to come closer to that person. One of the important things that a person needs to do to be able to get closer to that caller of guidance, very, very important, is to very clearly decide to avoid certain repetitive mistakes that he is doing that are not in synchrony with the call of that person. So I know, for example, myself, that watching 5 hours of movies, okay, per day, unfortunately, some people, or let's say even 3 hours or even 1 hour sometimes is extra. And then that person wants to now suddenly become a very powerful researcher in a certain field, or, for example, become a very strong, scientist in a certain field because of the guidance of, let's say, a teacher or a guide. He will not be able to achieve that because he has not done what we call dana, that means taken clear-cut steps to humble himself to get closer to that person. So this is just an example that I want to give you, that listen, the reason why we are not able to take benefit from these individuals is our own attitudes. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this holy month, we are able to clear our hearts from these wrong attitudes and achieve proximity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه